blap blap blip bloopin bloopin.
Bitch, take this fat cock, you will.
These goddamn Walmart brand intergalactic translators, fuck.
There, that's better. Why, hello, human. Why, hello, human. I bet you're wondering where you are. I bet you're wondering who I am. I bet you're wondering why my tentacles are restraining you to this table. Oh, sorry. Am I leaning on the villainess trope too much? I think I might be. You know, I do a great Eponine. Would you like to hear?
On my own, pretending he's beside me, all alone.
Les Miserables? Ugh, you uniterrestrial creatures are so uncultured. Anyway, my name is Jones. Letitia Chromalorin and Maxia Sharupa Lumia Jones. And I need your cum. No, don't struggle. My tentacles are much stronger than any of your human limbs. You're just going to tire yourself out, and you'll need all the energy you can muster if you're to withstand the experiments in my laboratory. You see, we are currently traveling at 500,000 hundred space miles a space minute somewhere space west of the Analinguia galaxy.
Or that's where we would be if a certain scientist's husband would have just stopped and asked for directions. You're just like your mother, Frank, who, by the way, isn't invited to Space Thanksgiving this year.
No, where were we? Right, experiments. When we get back to my lab, you'll be running a full slate of experiments. But for now, I'm just going to make a few observations. First, let me take a look at that hair. You humans have such thin hair, and it takes absolutely nothing to pull it out. See? It smells of fruit. Why? Homo sapiens, have you been trying to reproduce with a fruit tree? You know, on my last visit to Earth, I consumed a beverage you call tequila and managed to fit 3 whole pineapples in my... Actually, that's a story for a different day. Now your ears. Oh, that's an interesting reaction. Nose. What a strange little appendage. Eyes. I hear that under emotional distress, humans' eyes will leak. Are you ready, human, for some emotional distress? Your preferred athletics team is mediocre at best. Your choice of politics is different from mine. Your mother is so dumb that she does not have in-depth knowledge on a wide variety of topics. No response. Well, it looks like I'll have to elicit emotional trauma. I don't want to do this, human, but you're making me.
He's just so smart, Jenny. You'd be so proud of him.
Dobby is happy to be with his friend, Harry Potter.
Jack! I'll never let go, Jack!
That'll do, Pig. That'll do.
Interesting. You humans never cease to amaze me. On to the mouth. Open up for my tentacle, human. Go on. Open up.
Come on and open wide. Say, the spacecraft's flying through the galaxy, and it needs you to open the landing bay. Yes, it does.
Buckshit fiddlesticks, titty fucking Christ. Why do you have to be so difficult? I'm just going to have to force your mouth open with my superior strength.
Now be a good boy.
There we go. Bite me. Go ahead. I don't care. Your muscles are so puny. Let's test your gag reflexes, shall we? Let me push in a little bit deeper. Oh, yes. Fuck, yes. Take that big, strong tentacle, you bipedal little flesh hole. Ugh. Sorry, that wasn't very professional. I'm just going to keep my tentacle in your mouth to stop any of your protests. And because human mouths are so warm and wet, like the swamps of Dagobah, it feels so... That fucking hole feels so fucking good. This is what you are now. This is what you are, my fucking plaything. Or rather, my test subject. Again, sorry. Let's continue with the examination. Throat, shoulders, chest, stomach. Who cares? What I'm really interested in is this penis. The penis. What a strange organ, the penis. You can't pick anything up with your penis. Or move around using your penis. Or even sing a song with your penis. Your penis is just there for peeing and reproducing, but mostly just being a penis. What happens if I maybe touch the penis a little? The penis responds to stimuli seemingly on its own. Interesting. What if I caress the penis a bit? I've read about how the penis gets bigger on its own, but I've never seen it. This is exciting. How about I stroke the penis some more? The penis gets bigger still. This is really unprofessional, but I have to. I just have to taste your penis. Oh, your human oils are just so delectable. I need the whole penis in my mouth. This is a tasty penis. What's truly interesting is this knot that seems to be swelling inside of you as your penis gets more stimulated. Let me just lift your legs up like this. What an adorable little posterior. I'm going to put a small device, a probe, in your anus now. Don't worry, it's super smooth, so it should just slide right in. You could say there's no lube needed. Just relax. That's it. Breathe. There you go. A little further. A little further. Oh, there we go. You might feel a slight vibration coming from the bulb. It might be a bit... Oh, judging from your reactions, it's not uncomfortable at all. Squeeze it for me. Use your posterior muscles to squeeze onto the bulb. Very good. Now what I'm going to do is drain your seminal fluid through your penis into this cup. I'll just move my tentacle up and down like this. What I find interesting is that when I go quickly, your entire body responds. The response is quite different from when I go slowly. Truly fascinating. Fast. Slow. Fast. Slow. Fast. Slow. Let me think. How can we optimize the output of your penis?
Would it help if I spoke like this? Wow, what a big human penis. I've never seen one that big before.
Or maybe you need to be commanded to release your load, you insignificant flesh bag.
Please, human, give me your fluids. You're my only hope. Fiddly dee, this penis is darn near ready to explode.
Yeah, motherfucker. Tried to get a nut, and you got a nut, and what?
It's-a me, a Mario!
Are you ready? Are you nearly there? Get ready. Oh, I can't wait to see you writhing in ecstasy. Come for me, human. That's it. Shoot your hot, scientifically revelant fluids. Yes, yes! Wow, that was interesting. I may have to do that again later. For science. I'm going to go, check on some things. Make sure they're, doing the stuff correctly. I'll be back to check on you later. Oh, and human, I'm very glad that my long beard and excessive abdomen hair didn't distract you.